The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh, new, smart talk, new music all day. And that song's not quite new, but I tell you what is new is the opportunity to play it because this is going to be a rainy weekend. This is going to be a rainy weekend and ain't nothing better than music and a nice quiet day inside because of the rain. And then perfect. That's that type of rock, that soft rock that we all like. We wear it in the Bahamas, man. We like country music. We like rock. We make country music. We make rock music. We make all the music. But what I like most is when we make the music ours, right? When we take a genre you wouldn't even associate with the Bahamas, and we make something so unique that all you could say is, that's them Bahamians again, eh? They do whatever again, eh? Okay, so good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I almost didn't make it because some of y'all don't know what turn signals are, but I made it. And to the lady who was trying to fuss me because I was upset that a car in the left lane with their hazard lights on would try to slide in it, right, you know, but slide like he was drifting to the to the right-hand side of the road to turn through the corner on the right-hand side of the road. And I thought, but your hazard lights work. So I bet you your turn signal works. And if you had used your turn signal instead of your hazard lights, everybody would have known what you were doing. I mean, it's still foolishness, but we would have known exactly what type of foolishness you were about to practice. I'm just saying, don't come for me on the road if you don't have your seatbelt on. Don't come for me on the road if you don't know how to use turn signals. And please, don't come for me on the road if you don't know how to stop at stop sign. See, don't think we're going to fight because I don't fight cheering. Don't think we're going to row because I don't row with people who are feeble-minded. But what I do in your big white truck and you can't figure out why I didn't run the stop sign from East Hill Street onto East Street, what you should do is pause, come to a complete stop, and think about it. As opposed to trying to threaten me with your big white truck. See, but when you saw me driving towards Central Police Station, that's just my route, you know. That's just the way you politely turn left onto Shirley Street. See, I don't understand where all these gangsters come from. Because what gangsters do is they protect turf. Turf. Look at all the foolishness happening on. Look at all the young people being molested on your turf. Look at all the Grammys and the older people, vulnerable people being abused, exploited, taken advantage of, neglected, and abandoned on your turf. But we have a new set of gangsters here. We have a set of gangsters who do foolishness with the label on it. And then they get upset when you call the company to tell them the people in your car doing foolishness on the road. And then the companies get upset. It's like y'all get upset because somebody would dare to tell you you're doing something incorrectly. You want to fight people because they're trying to tell you, you're about to kill me. Stop what you're doing. You all want to fight. I understand, though. That happens with children. We see it all the time in schools where young people, right, who have poor personal development, mainly due to circumstances beyond their control, do not know how to handle conflict resolution. They don't know how to handle conflict. They don't know how to resolve conflict. They don't know what it looks like when somebody is de-escalating the situation. They learned it from their parents. They learned it from their parents. See, it may seem harsh, right? Except when you get your driver's license, the insurance company that issues you coverage is supposed to show you it is a privilege to drive on the road. It is a privilege that anyone who meets the criteria can enjoy, but it is still a privilege. And the roadways have a purpose. Primarily, the roadways are for the effective and efficient movement of goods, people, and services. It is the central thread, vein of your economy. Because if you cannot move people, goods, and services effectively and efficiently through the environment, then you have a broken economy. It is not for joyriding. It is not for entertainment and recreation. And certainly, it is not for people who get in the car and say, I in my car on the road and I could do what I want. To hold a driver's license. And it is a privilege that you can enjoy if you meet the criteria. But many of you, the vast majority of you, obviously do not know what the criteria is, or you do not care what the criteria is. And the situation is compounded by authority who know what they ought to do when they ought to do it, but they refuse. Because you cannot tell me that you have been promoted to a senior rank where you escort judges and magistrates and you don't know how to stop at the stop sign. That's all I say it, right? I would write a play about it, but I'd be stuck in traffic all the time. Also, on another note, since we all happy, I got to say happy birthday to my cousin, Anya Charles. Anya Charles was like a mother to me when I was in London, when I was going to boarding school. She said, child, come down for Christmas. And she had Johnny Cake and Stew Snapper. She had Johnny Cake and Stew Snapper for me in the middle of London. And you can't ask for anything more. Anya Charles, happy birthday. Also, I see a picture of my Uncle Stanley Mitchell in today's Tribune saying, happy birthday to Mr. Edworth Eddie Ford, Hall of Famer, basketball, only basketball player to score 100 points in the game. That's because y'all didn't count my games. That's all. Anyway, we say happy birthday, Uncle Eddie Ford, because if you were my uncle, then that means you're my uncle too. And that's how it should work in Bahamas. All right, I've got guests joining me in studio today. It's going to be a great time because some people are going to have a wonderful time this weekend. They've been enjoying something all week, and I come to let the word out. It's a bit of sip-sip. We like sip-sip. So joining me in studio today, I have representatives from the Black Box Open Mic team and Shakespeare in Paradise, a.k.a. Sip, sip. Now, I got some people in the Zoom room. I can start with the Zoom room. Everybody, it's attendance time. Roll call. Give me your name and what you doing with Sip or the Black Box this year.
Hi, good morning. This is Olivia Dorset. I'm one of the directors for Short Tales.
And what play are you directing?
I am directing The Fly.
Now, tell me, what is the genre? It's horror, right?
The genre? Not quite. It could be a horror. He actually goes through quite a series of emotions. It is a one-man play.
Hold on, you're telling me that flies is thinking?
Sorry?
I said, you're telling me flies, they sentient, they be thinking?
Oh, and this one, this fly does have a character.
Okay.
But the one man in the play is in a battle with a fly.
That's my life. I got to go see this one. That's my life. All right. Is this your first time directing, Olivia?
It's my first time directing at the Dundas, but I've directed before in Grand Bahama at the Regency Theater.
Well. Whenever you say Grand Bahama, we know you're a serious playwright. Grand Bahama is known. I mean, we got serious work happening in New Providence, but Grand Bahama is a place of its own, right? That's awesome. Yeah, what are some of the productions that you've directed?
I directed Clue, the musical, and also the reboot of Perfect Wedding. And I also do sound for most of the shows that I have worked on, as well as directing, which I'm also doing for Shakespeare in Paradise. I'm also doing sound for Short Tales.
All right.
So it's 10 different shows, and I'm doing sound for all of them, including my own.
Wow. Are you a sound engineer?
I am.
That's what you're supposed to lead with, miss.
Well, I'm leading with the fact that I'm directing. This is the more fun side of things because I get to work with a very talented David Burrows.
Yes.
This is his first time being in Short Tales, not his first time in Shakespeare in Paradise, because he's usually in the Shakespeare shows. But this is his debut for this one, and we're very excited to see him.
Okay. Now, Clue, we're going back to the past. Is that a take on the popular movie?
The board game.
The board game, but not the movie with Tim Curry?
No. Yeah, just the board game.
Okay, no suspense, because I know a couple who are trying to find a clue right now. It ain't that many.
Okay. No. It's definitely not. But for The Fly, we had a lot of fun doing it, and it's the last show for for Short Tales.
Okay.
And it's quite a delight and worth the wait. It's quite a roller coaster, I should say.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Who else is in the Zoom room?
Mavis Johnson Cawley.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Erin. I'm great. Good morning to your fellow guests.
See, you have the bug. You got the bug. This is second production in months.
Say it again?
Second production in months.
Yes. It's really been fun for me to return to the theater. This is my first time participating in the Shakespeare series. I'm in the Short Tales and two of the short plays, Divorce Papers and Color Coded.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is Divorce Papers like Ben Arrington walk in and say he had to grab the man marriage license? At the riot?
I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
It's an interesting twist about someone dealing with a relationship with, but I'll leave it just there.
Mm-hmm.
To get people a little bit more excited about coming.
Okay.
And
the second play you're in?
Color Code is the second one.
Okay.
Cool. And of course, that's dealing with the colorisms.
See, I still stuck on Divorce Papers, right? See, while everybody is agitated and concerned that gay people want same-sex marriage, I ain't worried about that. Listen, non-married people want to be able to get divorced. I need to divorce some people in my life right now. But y'all telling me only married people could get divorced. I need an official declaration of separation with some people I know.
Well, it's interesting that you put it that way because you're getting kind of close.
Oh, okay.
To
the premise of the show. Okay.
Yes. Not. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna
keep that suspense. We want to keep that suspense. But it's been quite an experience working with two different directors, all who are passionate about the work that they do. And I think I see one on. I thought I saw one on. I thought I saw one on this morning with you, but mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to just invite people to come on down and not only have a full night of entertainment, whether it's to cause them to do some reflection on their own lives or to just fly. Oh my goodness, that is just to die for.
Listen,
David is a phenomenal actor.
Mm-hmm.
But just come on down. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Color Coded, The Fly, and Divorce Papers so far. Okay.
So far. That's 3 out of the 10.
All right. Who else do we have in the Zoom room, guys? Do I have Joe?
Good morning. This is Joel Pickstock.
I was just calling your name.
Here.
Good morning.
I am an actor in Shakespeare in Paradise this year in Short Tales.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I am with the Black Box Open Mic.
Absolutely. Host, we got a crew of hosts at the Black Box Open Mic, Joel Pickstock.
Francis.
Listen, y'all, EJ Francis, write that down. Because that boy is in the first cohort at CAPAS, right? Center for Creative and Performing Arts, right? Yeah. He there. And you may see him in one of the latest KFC commercials, too, with that boy Daskway, the bubbler. I remember him when he was a bubble. Now he's a whole wave. I love it. So, Joel, what play are you in?
I am in the play called The Witness, and a little bit detailed about it is two people that got caught in a pickle in a situation that they did not expect to find themselves in, and now they have to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. That happened to me one time. I was in the kitchen sneaking food, and my Grammy was in the kitchen sneaking food at the same time. What a pickle.
I say,
Grammy, you peep some and you keep some. Okay. And so will you be hosting at the festival bar after the Short Tales and Sip tonight?
So unfortunately, not tonight. I will not be hosting the event this evening. But we do have our team that will be there working hard. We will have either Jason or EJ hosting the event this evening. So it's going to be very fun and engaging. We have three artists that are going to be performing out there. They have very different genres of songs. And they sing, rap, dance, play very well. So we're expecting great things from these artists tonight. So everyone is indeed invited.
In fact, Joel, I got a couple of those performers in studio with me right now. And this young lady's name is Jeannie, right? And so she must know. She'd say she don't want to sing in the studio. But when I rub the bottle, the genie gonna pop out. That's what the show say. So she just better get herself ready. Of course, Genie has performed at the open, at the Black Box open mic event at least once, right?
Yes,
this is gonna
correct.
Be her second performance. And she does something really interesting. I gave a clue earlier in the show. We're gonna find out in a second. Okay, Joel, who else is in the Zoom room with you?
Good morning, Aaron, and good morning, all. This is Princess, and I am one of featured artists tonight at the Black Box Open Mic Festival Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I am the only poet.
Okay. But, I mean, you are an award-winning poet, world-renowned poet, and storyteller, Princess Pratt. Don't watch nothing.
Thank you. I am most excited for tonight. This will be my return to the poetic stage. I've been on a little sabbatical for about 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. I have been channeling a lot of my energy on the storytelling stage,
mm-hmm.
in the storytelling scene. And so I am happy to grace the poetry and spoken word scene once again.
But listen, what about Ubuntu? I've seen you challenging energy through the drums, right? And I think it's beautiful because it was the same story, but with drums as opposed to words.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, the drums don't stop. Drums don't stop licking.
Good stuff. I can't wait until we can get Ubuntu on the stage for the Black Box open mic because I want to do an improv. Not necessarily me, you know. I want to encourage some young people to do improv storytelling accompanied by the drums.
Okay.
All right. So we've spoken to Olivia, who is the director of The Fly. We've spoken to Joel, who is in The Eyewitness or The Witness?
The Witness.
And we've spoken to Mrs. Mavis Johnson Cawley, who is in Color Coded and Divorce Papers. Anybody else in the room, Zoom room?
Hello, hi.
Hi.
This is Jay Bynes from Rebecca, and I am an actress in Short Tales for the Week, starring Alec Johnson, Michelle McDonald, and director, and as well as Diane MC, starring EJ Francis, Kendra Cash, Troy, and director, Beamon Todd.
All right. Well, listen, tell me your name again.
Jay Bynes from Rebecca.
Okay, the line is a little broken. Beaumont's also in studio with us. Beaumont, tell us her name, please. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Hey, Giovanna, that's one of my...
All right. Hi, Giovanna. I didn't get your name clearly, but you know why I like to call everybody name. You say, look here, we all made it to the big time, guys. And that's what Sip and Short Tales does. It provides a stage, the big time, for young, new, old, experienced actors to show what they got. So tell me a bit about the production. From your perspective, then I can ask the director about the experience of wrangling all of that energy into one production.
So for The Wake and Dynamity, they're like polar opposites. Both speak about, So The Wake is a comedy. It speaks about death, but it makes me laugh. It's crazy and ironic. And then Dynamity, more serious. It's about someone who goes to, a young person who's in jail. His teacher comes to visit him, and I act in both, and it really brings out different sides of me, which I challenge my ability to be able to play polar opposites.
Okay, that must be a wonderful experience, playing polar opposites. Now, are your plays on the same night? So you have to make that transition in a relatively short amount of time?
Yes, so far, I had to play both characters in one night, but I'm an understudy for Guy Empty, so I play the more serious character less often. So I mostly play Jeanette, who's in The Way. But when I change, it's a bit quick, but I have a time to do so, and I just switch one character off and go into the other.
Okay, super cool. All right, Giovanna? Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, it's a pleasure to meet you, Giovanna. I got to get you into the studio because I'm really interested in that, right? Like making the transition as an improv comedian doing sketch comedy with the Spot 242. We also had to do that, right? Like you had to be able to transition to another in 45 seconds, 2 minutes. And then we had some talented people like Dion Johnson, Gianno Wallace, Leah Enias, who they transition characters in the same skit. And they're off the stage for 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and they're back on stage in a totally different character, but in the same skit. It's a wonderful talent. Okay, so Beaumont Todd, director, how you doing?
My lady, I'm right here with you. I wanted to chime in this morning with that road rage issue because, believe me, plenty of them can't drive. But getting back to what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
That's a different thing. First of all, you know, let me send my shout out to our Shakespeare in Paradise as well as our Short Tales crew. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind saying it, the opportunity, like she said, she had to do two plays on Tuesday when we did the matinee for the school. And mm-hmm. I will say I am so proud because she really came into her own when mm-hmm. she put on that performance that day. Mm-hmm. For me, the black box and coming back to Shakespeare in Paradise is like coming back home. I've mm-hmm. been doing this now about 13 years, but this is my first time actually directing a play for Short Tales and Shakespeare in Paradise. I told somebody early in the week, for me, my first opportunity was 13 years ago when we were doing Shakespeare in Paradise. It was my stage. The night before we performed, my son was born. And during that night when he was born, I wrote my last poem, I should say, for my first book inside the theater. So
you had to show the wife, you's going through labor pains, you's birthing something, and in solidarity with you, I had to bleed something too.
It was such an interesting story because it so connects our family. So Friday past, I just put on a production I had done in the Black Box in 2016 for the first time called In Mama Pray. We did it to our church, Calvary Deliverance. And we workshopped it, did it again. And for me, it's just like full circle. So I have the opportunity for what I've had over the years of learning under Nicolette Bettle, Philip Burrows,
yeah.
James Catlin and friends, Dr. Ian Shaw and Miss Daisy. I've had the opportunity to work along with all of them and put back into the actors is such an amazing thing and seeing it come to life. So like Giovanna said, the play I directed was Die Empty, which was written by Patrice Francis.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, the two touching things for me was one, seeing the actors bring it to life and hearing the writer say thank you. Because it was something special, important to her to be able to transition. And because it's a different experience when you're the one that writes it and then goes to direct it. You already know how the story goes in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got to take something that somebody else does and have to honor that, it's a really completely different experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then balance. You also have to balance what you believe the author intended with what it is the actors feel the need to put into it, right? It's really a symbiotic. It's a
very symbiotic relationship, because as the director, you may have one vision in your head. The right, what the actors are bringing is different, but it's trying to honor all three of those and bringing that fruition, especially when you're working with new actors versus actors that have been on stage before. Because I heard you mention EJ. EJ is actually one of the actors in The Die Empty that I directed. Yeah. And I can tell you, it's been an honor working with him, Kendra, and Troy. I got to send a shout out to Mike Yass. Like, yeah, hey.
Yeah, shout
because
him out.
Because at the end of the call day, they the did line. An amazing
to you
job.
Right now, in a moment. Go on, shout them out.
Say, so I got to send my shout out to them because they've done an amazing job for what I've seen over the course of the last couple of weeks that we've been working together. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say one thing I love about what Shakespeare in Paradise and Short Tales does is it's an incubator for new talent and for you to actually grow, no matter how long you've been inside this field, because there's always something new to learn. Mm-hmm. There's always something new to develop. And it gives a lot of new actors, like I said, for me 13 years ago, the opportunity to come on stage to learn and to develop. I got to send my shout out to our tech and our production team, because they've been doing an amazing job, because without them, we wouldn't even be able to put any of this on at the end of the
day. That's what I was trying to tell that sound engineer in the Zoom.
Olivia, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was standing right next to Olivia. Hey, she got her play going on. She's doing a song. Listen to me. They don't understand how much talent comes into putting all of this together. So
let's totally agree. Totally agree. Totally agree.
Absolutely. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, I saw on Sunday, I saw an accident, and the taxi driver hit this, the lady hit this taxi driver car. The taxi driver is in the wrong, and he left the scene. But on the corner of Robinson Road and Prince Charles, you know when the red light is on, but you can turn? What happened was the lady was coming down. The taxi driver ran the light, and she hit the taxi driver car on the back. But the taxi driver knowingly knew that he was in the wrong. He went, and the lady car is mashed up, was mashed up. And he left the scene. Right?
Yes, sir.
I'm only calling to say that if a taxi, any taxi that sees this, a left-hand, not the, you know, the Japanese taxi, little bus, a bus like.
Yeah, small bus.
Right? And it mashed to the back. So he had to have that to be repaired. But he left the scene, and he's in the wrong. So I was supposed to call from last week. I mean, not last week, earlier. But I was afraid to call. But it was just on my mind.
I feel
because I know that lady can't get that car fixed. I think it looked like a new model. And he did that. He left the scene, and he gone. Down. So when he turned down Soldier Road, he gone. I couldn't get the number of the car.
I got you. Thank you very much.
But I just called to say that.
And take a moment to encourage taxi drivers. Like, if you were aware of a vehicle that may have been in a recent accident, just do the right thing. You know what the right thing to do is. And with this transition right now, I just need to say, for all y'all people out on the road trying to cut a movie every day, you don't need to cut a movie. Look at all this entertainment we got going on in Nassau. See, but y'all be like, Aaron, you see all of this while you driving? Yes, because I watch in the road. And if you was watching the road too, you'd see movie over here, movie over there, movie over there. But we don't need that on the road. That's you could come to the Dundas.
That sound like another play.
Like telling you,
exact same thing. Actually, could I just quickly interject? The fly is written, but she said it was based on a true story, which is the most ridiculous idea. But this person had this happen in real life, and she turned it into art. So that's what makes it even more incredible. So I just wanted to say, every time we observe something in real life, there's always a story.
Absolutely. And you say Valicia Road, Sister Valine Road.
Correct, and it is a beautiful script. I heard the table read, and I said, this is the one that I want. It's so well written. It's beautiful. I cannot wait for people to see this.
Listen, I don't usually talk like this, right? But I'm going to need somebody to go to Mr. and Mrs. Roll's house and find out what they're putting in that garden, because they just grow in pure talent over in that household. Them sisters, I think it's two or three of them. They just...
So you want a joke? So the play that I just mentioned, in 2016, it was both Felicia who played the mother the first time and Nicole Musgrove who played one of the daughters the first time.
Wow.
So
that was
it was amazing to bring that back again.
All right. Before we go to the next caller, I got my two guests in studio from the Black Box Open Mic Festival Bar. Like I tell you all, I got magic in the studio. I'm going to rub that lamp in a second and hop out of it. But we also have, we got this boy in studio. Y'all know him. He's Gary the guitarist. This boy bad on everything. And also joining us in studio is Mr. LeBron Minnis. Good morning, sir.
Morning, everyone. Greetings, guys.
Morning. So, let's start. I know Jeannie a little shy. You want to start, Jeannie? No, we can let Gary start. Gary, the guitarist.
Hi, morning.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Yourself?
Good. I noticed you didn't bring your guitar in studio because you know I'm going to...
I knew
I was going to goosey you to play it. I'm trying to goosey Jeannie to sing a song for me. But where you been, Gary? And what are you going to be performing at the festival bar? Give us genres.
Aaron.
Yes, LeBron.
You've been hanging out with SpongeBob.
Me? All the time.
In a pineapple under the sea.
Yes.
Now you're talking about Gary the Snail.
Okay.
Stay focused, Eric. And you missed that one.
He's slow. I'm the slow one. Gary's the slow one.
Yeah, so the genres of music can be rock, pop type stuff. So I like to mix a lot of my genres and stuff. I also have a lot of original music, which is coming and came from the heart when I wrote it.
All right.
So a lot of, I like to say, right, either two sets of music, either Heartbreak or Fall in Love.
Because you're the police. See?
What I got to do is...
That's why. No, because... Is he either falling in love or falling out of love? See, y'all don't sleep on these police, you know. That's why the ladies love them.
Dying and nothing to do. Yes, that's my day job.
But
the formal band or the pop band?
Both.
Wow. You know how talented you gotta be to play with both bands? That's why I had to mention your day job.
The instruments I play are electric guitar, acoustic guitar, bass guitar, drums, percussion, and even the clarinet.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Then I also do sound engineering, professional photography, videography.
Absolutely. All right. So, Olivia, Gary the guitarist, here's why it's important for me to highlight that you guys are sound engineers. Over a decade ago, almost two decades ago now, we had a tragic accident where a plane crash, mm-hmm. where a group of sound engineers and technicians were flying, making a short flight, I think, to a family island or coming back to New Providence. It's an unfortunate event, but the plane went down and all passed. And that was not only a tragedy for their families and the communities that loved them primarily, right? But what it left was this massive gap in the industry and sort of a massive gap we had to recover from in terms of event culture, right? Because those guys, I mean, these were some of the country's leading the best sound engineers. And it's taken a while for that sector to rebuild itself. You know, but sound engineering is so important to the curation of an event. And as a vendor, one of my biggest complaints is always that the sound team, the DJs, the people responsible for the music and the speakers have no idea how to service an event like that. So typically, they have this toward the event. You point the speakers out because you're trying to draw people into the event. You want the people on the roadside to hear what you're talking about on the inside. You have to manage the sound because the sound can't be so loud that my customer cannot hear me and I can't hear my customer, right? And so the little small things that whether it's a large event or a small event are really vital to a successful experience for the vendors, the organizers, and the patrons, correct. Right? And so I like to highlight it. Man, Olivia, you're a Renaissance woman, that's all. You've got all kind of things under your belt. Now, Jeannie.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
I give you time. So, Jeannie, do you perform with a band or are you a solo artist?
I'm a solo artist. I'm a passionate jazz singer.
Jazz?
Yes.
producer, prep something jazzy to end the show with.
She likes to tell jokes. I noticed that.
You don't have to sing. If you don't sing, I can sing.
So, Jeannie, please sing.
You think about what the audience wants. All right, so you're a jazz singer.
They want peace.
Wow.
There'll be no peace in the valley until there's peace in the valley. That's what Bloody say. Okay, so what's your favorite genre of jazz? Standards, sort of contemporary.
For the most part, I was going to swing for the standards and the blues. Mm-hmm. For the standards, that's the most popular ones. You get the jazz classics like songs from Doris Day. Mm-hmm. And you get a whole lot of people that just come together to bring that feel of boom, like it's amazing.
You could tell when there's musicians around. Listen, my favorite jazz performance: Ella Fitzgerald singing "Mac the Knife" live. Mm. I get that from one CD when Reader's Digest used to put out CDs. That's how old I am. When Reader's Digest put out the 4-disc series, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars, and went through American, like a catalog of American, and anyway, you got to find Ella Fitzgerald's The Knife. It's obvious, it's improv, it's a live performance, and that sort of live, that thing you're talking about.
That's the thing about jazz. Yeah. The music, they don't have a certain way it should be played or sung. Jazz is everything about it is improv.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you could go on stage and you're feeling blue.
Mm-hmm.
So you go on and you don't have a set sheet to follow.
Mm-hmm. Let the music
it's what
take
you feel, yes, inside, exactly.
So, you performing tonight?
Yes, I will be performing tonight.
Now, when we was downstairs, you to tell me something. You do covers.
Yes.
I love covers. When a Bohemian does a cover, trust me, your work has been covered, buddy. It's going to be better than it was before. So give me a sense of the types of songs you perform jazz covers for.
I mean, when it comes to covering a song, you don't specifically go for any, like, genre. It's something, it's like a feeling, like I say.
It's not a specific genre.
Yeah.
But something in the song says, hey, I'm ready for you.
Right. Because not all songs, and I might get, people might throw stones at me for this, but not all can be covered in jazz and sound great, in my opinion. But when you get that song, when you know, you know. Are you stoning me?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Because I don't know. Maybe not all songs can be jazz covers in it, right? There's a particular genre of jazz for that song or for that energy. What I like as well is a jazz sample in a hip-hop song.
Mm-hmm.
And for the, is it the 50th anniversary of hip-hop? For the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, I think last year they celebrated the 50th anniversary of hip-hop and the 75th anniversary of the NBA, something like that. But they did a sample series, the best samples of the year and of the decade. And the vast majority of samples used in hip-hop from the from the 70s straight are jazz samples. And they come from that space where jazz and funk, jazz and blues rub up against each other. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And they intertwine the genres. Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
As well. Mm-hmm. So, Jeannie, where can we find your music?
Actually, nowhere.
Not online yet?
No.
Nope.
It's because I do more live singing. I do it as... It's very passionate for me, so I don't want to force it in the wrong environment because I do believe in... Wrong place, wrong time.
I got you. However, here's what we gotta do. I gotta connect you with a Gary the guitarist or a Shadfa or a Shine or a Johnny Cake. But here's why. Because these guys are producing music and art, but they're also talking to their audience and to the sector business of what they do, right? And how to make it profitable, how to make it accessible locally and globally, right? All of these things. So the first thing we're going to do, we got to get you a tripod and a phone with a decent sound card.
Oh,
right?
I didn't say I'm not working towards it.
You're recording your performances.
I do write music.
Yeah.
I do record my songs.
Okay.
Just not out there yet.
Also, you just didn't create the YouTube channel to upload them yet. Okay, okay.
I want
to,
like, prep myself. I want to be prepared, you know.
Listen,
you don't just have a baby, you prepare.
No, if you keep trying to be prepared, you'll never do
never
it.
Do it.
Sometimes you just got to do
just
it.
Just get up.
Across the nation.
Yeah. Trust
In fact, I got the challenge right now.
Across the nation is real.
I got the challenge for her right now. Let me put out an album before you, Jeannie. You ain't gonna never live it down. Mm-mm. You see the song,
and she mean that.
You see the song Johnny Cake sing in Old Head. I work into what? That's why I won't be in. Like, don't let me for you, Jeannie. Okay, so Jeannie and Gary and Princess Pratt will be our featured performers at the Festival Bar this evening. The Festival Bar is like the event that takes place after the plays.
Yes. So this evening, once we're finished with Short Tales, this event, you'll have the opportunity for persons to come to the open bar, because it's basically another opportunity for you to still interact with the plus another opportunity for artists to perform and show their gifts. And that's what we love about the whole festival. The festival gives you an opportunity to see the thespians on stage, the musicians and stuff after.
I can be on stage.
That's all right. You can still be there, though. Because all of it is a part of just growing, not just the artist, but the orange economy. Like you said, you know, and I think a lot of persons just miss how important the orange economy is to the green economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And then I say I'm not going to be on stage. I thought you were talking about somebody else. Mm-hmm. I may be looking forward to is sort of, I expect the actors, right? Because they're going to be in that energy. They still could be in that energy. I expect the actors to get involved with the performers. Like, they just can't help it. You know, when you have that performance energy in you, and I think it's going to be a wonderful time. So the Festival Bar will open at...
That'll open tonight.
9 p.m.?
I would say most likely probably 10.
Okay.
Because the production will be finished around that time.
About
so 10 p.m., that'll be tonight, as well as the 3rd and the 10th. Persons will have an opportunity during those nights as well to have the open bar as well. And I just got to throw this in there. We also have our day of play, which is going to be on October 13th. You were just getting it at it.
It's
a day of play because it's open to the entire family. So we want persons to come out. It's only $5 for persons to be in attendance. And it's an opportunity to see the different productions, the different plays. It's also open to vendors who may be interested also of having basically opening a store. It's a whole festival. It's a whole entire festival for persons to come out and to be a part of, because what I think we miss a lot of time is just how important this community is to a lot of what goes on in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Whether you are inside a boardroom, whether you are a teacher in a classroom, whether you are somebody that's on film, whether you are somebody that's in music, whether you're somebody that's in lighting, all of that is incorporated in what you do with stage management, backstage production. And it has helped to develop even a lot of our politicians and stuff who used to be in those stage plays in the olden days.
I recommend that any political party worth its weight is going to find opportunities like improv classes and acting classes for their candidates to build their professional and personal
public speaking, confidence,
reading a room, spatial awareness, all of it. Yeah.
I got a question for y'all though.
Yeah.
So /musician/ producer,
slash
audio producer, music producer, and stuff like that. Is there space for me in these areas?
You just created your own space.
Okay, so yeah, I think that there is, LeBron, right? Like, there's a space for you to sort of apprentice or learn. I find that the people in this space are open to sharing and teaching knowledge. But if you have a skill set, right, then the Dundas is looking for partners, right? They're looking for volunteers. They're looking for people who are willing to donate not just money and not just time, but resources, skills, right, to the entire complex, not just the David Burroughs Center in the front, but the new Black Box. And now a whole nother performance space, the Festival Bar, because the Dundas has created a lovely space, but I think it's behind the Black Box, right? They've created a space outdoors behind the Black Box. And so there's just lots of opportunities, LeBron, and lots of space to develop opportunities and experiences in. All right,
beautiful,
guys.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
Hey, Nicolette here.
All right. Hey, Nicolette. Okay, so.
I just wanted to correct you. The new space is in front.
Oh.
It's in front grounds.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. But Nicolette, you can't just jump in the conversation like that, man.
Be quiet.
Are you directing anything this year?
I'm directing the whole thing. That's
you're the overall curator and coordinator of the event.
She's executive.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I just wanted to big up the whole of Shakespeare in Paradise. We have been talking a lot about Short Tales, which is this week and tonight. But we also have an amazing Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
For people to come out and watch as well, directed by Sarah. It has a whole Gen Z cast with a couple of millennials thrown in there. So it is a new Romeo and Juliet for a completely new generation, and it is out there.
Absolutely. I saw a BD in somebody's mouth. I say, yeah, this is the young people,
yeah,
them now.
That is right. That's right. And I would not be lying if I said that that is the character who is otherwise known as Friar Lawrence in the play.
Okay.
and then we also have a guest performer who's coming in our third week. And I just want to lay this right here. Her name is Lisa Volpe. She is a solo performing artist. She is in a one-woman play called Shakespeare and the Alchemy of Gender.
I was going to say, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's a really incredible piece. I've seen it twice. It's grown so much. I've seen it twice, like 3 years apart. It's grown so much. Just saw it this summer face at the Dundas and at Fiona's Theater at NAGB.
Wow.
On the Thursday, the 9th, I think, of October. And I encourage people who want to see it to go there because there's way more space out there. Also, we're in partnership with NAGB. So go right ahead and support us at Fiona's Theater and make sure you don't miss Shakespeare and the Alchemy of Gender either.
Absolutely. Now, Nicolette, just before we go, I had a text here that says, can you tell me the origin of the phrase break a leg? I'm correct, right? So back in the day, old days, before we had Z&S and electricity, right? When you go to a play to express your joy, right? The success, we enjoyed ourselves. They would bang the chair legs, right? They would bang the chairs on the ground. So break a leg came from, like, have such a good performance that you caused the audience to break, bang, 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 and showing their, you know, applause and appreciation for the performance. Is that the correct origin of the term?
I have heard that, but originating like in Europe.
Yeah, in Europe. Yeah, not on Mackey Street. No. But I know they, you know, they didn't have Z&S there either. So I figured.
No, they didn't have Z&S there either. No, but I've heard that one. But I've also heard the one that I always grew up with was theater people are just really superstitious, and there's just some things you don't say in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things is anything to do with luck. Don't ever ask. Don't ever wish anybody good luck inside the theater.
Okay.
So you wish them the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard. But I have heard the breaking of the chair legs more recently.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what the truth is, but you know what? We could make it up.
That's what I tell Jeannie. The last time I saw her, she thought I was being rude, Nicolette. She thought I was being rude when I tell her go break a leg when she. But now she knows, and we know. Thank you so much, Nicolette.
Thank you.
We gotta go to a break to end the show. So let's get our closing words in now, guys. We got Bowman Todd in studio. We got Jeannie. What's your last name is? Or else I can call you in the bottle.
I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of persons would try to piggyback off of the last name.
Okay.
But my actual last name is Ocean. Yeah, I always get that reaction.
I love it. No, I love it. Bowman?
Like, for real, it's a family of Ocean.
Ocean.
Okay.
See, that's an artistic name. Way to
go.
I'm just going to remind persons, quick tickets are $35. They can follow us on Facebook, where Shakespeare in Paradise, so they can actually get more information, as well as purchase tickets online. And the box office is open at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. every morning. And we just want to invite persons to come out and enjoy it and have a good time.
And be prepared to hang out after the event, because you got to release that energy somehow. Mm-hmm. All right, Gary?
Listen to some good music by yours truly, Gary the Guitarist.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jeannie, who's going to be playing some jazz covers for us.
You guys should come out supports, make sure, be there. It's happening tonight, next week, and the week after that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the collaboration.
All right. I want to hear, I'm looking for Carmen, mm-hmm. and I want to hear Mahalia in jazz cover. I will hear a bloody version of Mahalia.
Hey, you been gal?
Oh, yeah.
I've been looking for you. Look.
I'm not the singer, Jimmy. It's you.
Anyway.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
You say you was going to hook up Gary with Shine Them? I think that's what you said.
No, Gary, no Shine Them. I go hook you up, LeBron, with Shine and Johnny Cake, the guitarist. But I know Gary. I bet you Gary, the guitarist, teach Johnny Cake and Shine how to play guitar.
Actually, I taught Abby.
You did? Thank you.
That's amazing.
I don't know. I say thank you. I love Abby. Hot dog sauce, 6 a.m, sun is dawning, this man running out. He say woman, but it couldn't be us women running out. It had to be an Abby run. Anyway, this has been a pleasure. Mrs. Mavis Johnson, Corley, Nicolette, Giovanna, everybody in the Zoom room, all of the cast and crew. Thank you all, man. Because you could see these people desperate for entertainment. They don't know it's Bahamians out here dying to entertain you as opposed to you dying.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, LeBron. Thank you, producer. This has been On the Clock with Aaron Green.
All right. Later.
Here comes the judge, and he looked in that you see. Drug abuse is on the rise, got to cut it down to size. He say, I don't know about this generation. They turn into crime and degradation. He said, Judge, Your Honor.
Family and friends, it's time to come together and celebrate, reminisce, and honor the life and legacy of our brother, Clifford Riley, who touched so many lives with his life. This Sunday, September 28th, all roads lead to the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center, BFM, for the Big Bra Memorial Concert. Featuring Bart, Sammy Starr, Solo, Antonio Roll, Mr. Blacks, Apostle Jan Jones, Sherwin Gardner, Rico Aris, Monty Sweat, V-Mac, Najia, Mr. J, Peter Runks, Mr. Beads, Iman, Alia Coley, Adriana Munnings, Akeem Gardner, Shabak, Young Wisdom, Praise Team, DJ Godson in the building, and so many more. Let's come together. This Sunday, 28th of September, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Diplomat Center. Admission is free. However, generous donations from your organization and love offering will be greatly appreciated.
This project, Father God, is completed, it is done. And Father God, you got glory, you get honor, all of this.
John's Shoes and Accessories September sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on the greatest savings event of the year. 25% off items for men, women, and children, including appliances. 15% off brands like Timberland, Skechers, Steve Madden, and more. And don't forget John's Careware for 25% off nursing, hospitality, and chef uniforms, as well as John's Fashion for 25% off women's fashion clothing. Shop big savings with John's Palmdale or Carmichael Road. From now until September 30th, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, talkradio.com, and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.